I want to talk to us about how the promises of Allah apply to where we are right now. And this is a message that I've never shared online before, but I got a chance to speak here in Istanbul earlier this week, and I shared this at a beautiful university in Üsküdar, and I want to share it with you. I recently learned a verse in the Quran, and at first it touched me because as a new Muslim, I'm often searching for where do I belong in the faith? What is my role as a Muslim? And I heard this verse and it immediately just squeezed my heart. And in it, it says, when you see injustice, when you see it, first try to stop it with your hands. And if you fail to stop that injustice with your hands, then use your tongue, use your mouth, use your words. First, try to stop that injustice with your hands, with your body. And if you fail, try to stop it with your words. And then if you still fail, then feel the fury, the frustration about that injustice in your heart. But it didn't stop there. It said, and this convicted me. It said, first your hands, then your words, then your heart. And it said, but the heart is the least of these. And when I heard that, I was immediately convicted because in the world, as Muslims, and really all of us, those of you who are not Muslims, and maybe you've made it deep into this video, for those of you who aren't Muslims, we often say, you know, my heart is burning with rage about the genocide in Gaza. But the Quran, the holy words say, that's the least of your options. It's, and in fact, it says, it's the weakest of the three. Then many of you, thanks be to Allah, many of you are using your words. And I am glad that you are burning in your heart with anger and frustration and sadness about this genocide. So much so that you're speaking against it with your words. But that's not the order. That is not the order of Allah. The order is use your hands. And if you fail, then use your words. And if that fails, at least feel the frustration in your heart, but that's the weakest of the three. I ask you, sisters and brothers, I'm not pointing a finger at you. This applies to me and you and all of us. Are you using your hands to stop this genocide? I'm going to speak very clearly to you now. In October, it was towards the end of October, I'm going to try not to cry because this, I saw something that was, it was awful. The last week of October in the genocide, we didn't know that it would last so long, but it was fully underway. They were killing hundreds of people in Gaza every single day. But the infrastructure was still in place. The hospitals were still operational. And I saw something that I had never seen before, and it was so awful. I saw a grandmother, and she was in front of Al-Shifa Hospital, and she had a bag, and it was a bloody plastic bag, and she said, this was all that was left of her grandchildren. I told this story many times, but I didn't want to say publicly what she said because I didn't want him to be condemned. But what I'm about to say is not about condemning him. She looked into the camera with a bloody bag full of flesh. And she said, where are the Muslims? I was not a Muslim yet, but she said, where are the Muslims? She said, where are the leaders? And then she said, where is Erdogan, the president of Turkey? And then she said something that broke my heart. She said, I've loved Erdogan all of my life. She said, I have followed his career and I have seen him for decades. Excuse me. She said, I've seen him for decades say how much he loves us here in Gaza. But she said, where are you? I thought you loved us. She said, you've called our names your whole career, but where are you? And in that moment, I felt frustration with him. And I asked myself, yes, where is Erdogan? Why is he not doing more? I thought that, but I didn't say it out loud. And then I realized that he is no different than me or you. Yes, he is a president. Yes, he has a military at his disposal. So I asked my imams, I won't name their names, but I asked the men who are my teachers about the passage in the Quran that says, use your hands, then your mouth, then feel it in your heart. And I said, please, brother, how does that apply to me? And he said, both of my imams, who didn't even know that each other had given the same answer, they said to the effect, it is indeed first the responsibility of the leaders in the immediate area, in the countries that are touching Gaza. It is their responsibility to respond first, and they have failed. And then it is the responsibility of Muslim leaders of countries that aren't touching Gaza, like President Erdogan, to intervene, and they have failed. And then after them, after the Muslim leaders of the countries touching Gaza fail, and the Muslim leaders of the countries around the world fail, then it is the responsibility of the United Nations, of the International Criminal Court, of the ICC. It is then their responsibility to intervene, but they have failed. And Sean, after the Muslim leaders touching Gaza fail, and the Muslim leaders of nations not touching Gaza fail, and after the UN and the ICC fail, then Sean, it is up to me and you to intervene. Forgive me. I've never cried on camera before, but now we have failed. Oh. I'm sorry for you to see me like this. Yes. Yes, President Erdogan has failed. But so have me and you. And we will have to face Allah. Yes, I've tried to provide food and aid. I've tried. We've raised millions of dollars, and during Ramadan we provided. I raised millions of dollars and that provided hundreds of thousands of meals during Ramadan. That was using my hands in a way. But that's not what that verse means. You know it and I know it. The verse said, if you see injustice, stop it with your hands. How shameful is it? I can hardly even look into the camera. How shameful that there are 2 billion of us and we cannot get a bottle of water into Gaza. How shameful that our forefathers were warriors. And we are cowards. It's not okay. It's not. And if you've convinced yourself that it's okay, you're lying. What purpose is there that we be 2 billion strong? But our sisters and brothers could be suffering so mightily, and we watch and cry and pray. It's not enough. Prayer is with your mouth, it's with your heart. In the words of Allah, say, use your heart, use your mouth, after you use your hands and fail. Sisters and brothers, listen to me. It would be better for us to use our hands and fail, following the words of Allah. It would be better for us to use our hands and die. It would be better for us to use our hands and be vaporized by drones and bombs and missiles than to be so cowardly that we watch babies be murdered, that we watch mothers be slaughtered, that we watch elders be decapitated, burned to a crisp, that we watch children right now in Gaza at this moment. Gaza, which only has 2 million people, has more amputees than China, which has 1.3 billion people. There are more amputees in Gaza than China. What are we talking about? Who are we? Is this just for show? What is the beauty of this place? if it doesn't inspire us to stand up for our sisters and brothers to actually fulfill the promises of Allah. I'm sorry that you saw me this way. But I cry almost every day at the shame of our inaction. It's not okay. They are still asking for us. I saw a beautiful young girl just this week. The only surviving member of her family. She must have been 11 or 12. She's now an orphan. Everyone else is gone. And even she looked into the camera and said, "Where are the Muslims? Are you a Muslim?" She's asking for us. She's calling for us. Yes, she's calling for Erdogan. Yes, she's calling for the crown prince. And yes, they're not coming, but are you not a Muslim? Do you not have hands? Does blood not flow through your body? Does your brain still work? Does your heart still beat? Have you not confessed that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his final messenger? Have you not said your Shahada? If so, you are a Muslim. Do you not pray 5 times a day? If so, she's calling for me and you. And either we will answer her prayer or we are cowards. Either way, one day, we will stand in front of Allah and all of our good deeds, yes, they will be listed. But listen to what I'm about to tell you. I'll close with this. I am afraid that there are not enough good deeds in the world to make up for us watching a genocide, acting cowardly, and refusing to intervene. It would be better for us to be like Abu Ayyub and pursue the promises of Allah, even if we fail. Did Abu Ayyub fail? No. Did he see the promises of Allah fulfilled in his lifetime? No. But did he pursue them? And here's the truth. Pursuing the promises of Allah can never be failure. No. It's only righteous. And one day, Allah will say to me, to Erdogan, and we're no different. We're Muslims. He will say, "Sean, when you saw injustice, did you stop it with your hands? Did you try to stop it with your hands?" What am I going to say to Allah? Will I lie? How foolish. He sees us. I love you. Please forgive my emotion. You know, my therapist told me, she said, "Sean, I would be more worried about you if you weren't crying. I would be more worried about you if you saw all that you saw and it did not affect you the way it does. Sean, the fact that you are crying is a sign that your heart is still alive." Assalamu alaikum, sisters and brothers. I love you, and I want you to use your hands then your words, then your heart. Peace be upon you.